Iowa's businesses and industry, from manufacturing to agriculture, are looking for workers. The state's unemployment rate is seventh lowest in the nation, at 3%. In some Iowa counties, it's even lower. Housing is a major component in attracting a workforce, especially in rural areas. Iowa Public Radio's Dean Borg reports on one community's actions to also attract and hold executives.
In north central Iowa, Beth Bilyeu heads Forest City's Economic Development Organization. Usually, that involves attracting employers.
We've got jobs coming out our ears. We need more people and more places for them to live.
That's housing. Bilyeu says it's the foundation for building a community workforce.
I've heard from many a school that when they give a contract to a new teacher, the first thing they tell them is start looking for a place now.
Forest City is taking action. A first-of-its-kind project in Iowa is now renting newly built apartments constructed by Bilyeu's Economic Development.
It is our first market-rate apartment development in over 25 years.
That's despite major employers in Forest City already, led by recreation vehicle manufacturer Winnebago Industries, displaying a large sign along Highway 69 leading into town, recruiting workers.
Now, one would think that this is all for Winnebago Industries, which is absolutely, you know, we are looking for workforce for Winnebago Industries, but we're also looking at engineers and workforce for 3M Distribution, for Waldorf University, and for many of our other companies that are growing around here.
With a labor demand like that, wouldn't private developers be building housing?
Well, that was our first plan, was to attract a developer to come here because there's a great unmet need. We know anecdotally and also because of the housing study that we recently had done by Maxfield Research out of Minneapolis, that we have a shortage of over 70 housing units in Forest City. We sent out an RFP, a request for proposals, recently to several developers around the Midwest, and we had quite a few look, but we didn't have anybody take us up on the offer.
Perhaps uncertainty about the investment paying off.
The return on investment is there, but it's a little bit more of a leap of faith.
But under a new state program, Forest City received $751,000, the first loan made by the Iowa Finance Authorities Initiative to boost the state's workforce housing. The city of Forest City, in turn, loaned that money to Bilyeu's Economic Development Organization, and this month, the first renters are moving into the first of two Westtown Place apartment buildings.
Westtown Place LLC has several investors from Forest City and the surrounding area. Forest City Economic Development is the managing member of that LLC. We have two co-developers on this project, and that would be Dave Kingland and his son's company, Kingland Construction Services.
And these apartments, with all appliances and attached garages, are designed and priced to attract what Bilyeu calls middle management executives.
These will be above our current rental rates. A one-bedroom of over 750-some square feet is $750 a month. A two-bed, two-bath is just about 1,000 square feet, and that will go for $950 a month. And a three-bedroom, two-bath, which is just about 1,200 square feet, will be $1,150 a month.
In building middle management executive housing, Forest City is also hoping to retain those type jobs. Even as Winnebago Industries is seeking production workers in North Iowa, the company's corporate headquarters moved to Minneapolis. And last year, Winnebago opened a West Coast plant in Oregon. So it may not be so much if you build it, they will come, as if you build it, will executives live here and stay here. In Forest City, Dean Borg, Iowa Public Radio News.